Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and this is The Bottom Line. I love this show. Of course, we have Mitchell Spean. I called you Mitchell. Hey, Mitch.
How's everybody doing today?
I am good. How are you?
Doing well.
Excellent. So this is great because where do you get two CPAs in the same room on a radio station, no less, with two beautiful women? Come on.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I only heard one thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, there we go. Now we got two thank you. Kurt, what do you say? Oh, thumbs up from Kurt. So this is great because we have a great show today, right, Mitch?
Absolutely. We're going to be going over some of the areas of payroll. Since we're at the beginning of the year, it's a great time to decide to move over to a payroll service because you don't want to have to do it in the middle of a year or the middle of a quarter. You would prefer to do it at the beginning. Now would be the best time to be doing it. And so we want to make sure that those who are out there understand what's available. So that's why we have Anais from ADP and Nikki from Paychex.
This is great because it reminds me of like a friendly competition because, I think ADP and Paychex are probably the two dominant payroll services in the nation. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Wow. And so this is like a heavyweight bout. I'm almost thinking like saying in this corner we have Anais Scalia, famous name, by the way, from ADP weighing in at, no, you're not supposed to say that, right? Anyway, but
it's still a 2-on-1 right now anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. So, and of course, Paychex. Now, I'm familiar with both, being a CPA, and Mitch, you've been a CPA for a long time, and actually, you know these two young, lovely ladies, don't you?
Yes, I've been working with Anais for, I can't remember how many years.
How many years?
It's been that long. We've been working together for about 4 years now.
4 years?
Yeah.
That long?
It's been that long, yeah. Wow. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, we should have an anniversary party or something. Now he's blushing.
And Nikki, I've been working with for just about a year at this point. She's just, and I'm glad to say that it's become more stable there because I've had so many different representatives that it's good to have some stability.
Well, that, really? So from Paychex, huh?
Yeah, there was a time that I had four representatives within probably a year's time.
Lucky you get to meet four new people. So that's how I look at it.
That's a good way to look at it, Dave.
Yeah, yeah. I reframed it. Yeah, that's very good. And I've had experience with both, and most currently is Paychex, of course, a California client. And very good. I would say very good. They have this online product where you can download the payroll, which really saves a lot of time. Are you familiar with that? You probably have that in Arizona,
yes,
too.
Yes, I'm familiar with that.
Yes,
that's our online access. It's a good thing, Nikki.
It's very good. Now, does ADP also have online?
An online platform, yes. Yeah. We actually have a platform that Microsoft put together for us. It's actually state of the art. It's called Run, R-U-N, and it's all internet-based. So whether you're at home, whether you're on vacation, clearly people don't want to process payroll on their vacation, but they also don't want to be, you know, tied to the office because of payroll. So, we've got an internet-based platform that Microsoft put together for us.
That is great. So, Mitch, any of your clients use the online stuff?
Not at this time, but the one thing that I did like about the presentation when Anais told me about it was the fact that it did cut down the lead time that you needed as well.
Which is excellent. And both of you, Paychex, and I might be jumping ahead of myself a little bit, but I am curious about ADP and Paychex. You both will do, the payroll reporting, like for federal 941, 940s, W-2s, W-3s, and you probably all do that.
Yes.
That makes it. Oh, you said that like so cute, right?
Yes.
Did you see that? Like they're singing, like Donnie and Marie.
That's coming up next.
Okay. Oh, good. We're going to have Kurt. We're going to get it ready for music, right? But don't play the music we played the other time. Okay. That's just for Krista on our sports show. Anyway, before we get back in the payroll, Mitch, you probably have some updates on the new tax law.
Oh, there have been an awful lot, and I'll let the ladies talk about some of the payroll updates, but it's important to realize that now that we're at the beginning of the year, we've got some deadlines to be aware of. The 18th of January is our fourth quarter installment. Payments are due if you're going to make estimates. The 31st is when the W-2s need to be sent. And generally, I believe that the best way to do it is to get the employer portions done at the same time rather than waiting. And I'm sure the ladies agree with me on that.
Yes.
Even though there's also 1099s that have to be out by the end of January as well. Now, I wanted to make sure before I go on that the services do handle 1099s as well.
Yeah, we prepare, at least at ADP, we prepare the 1099 forms for all of our 1099 clients.
What has to happen if you're going to do that? I mean, does it have to be a client? Can it be somebody, hey, I need some help? How does that work?
Typically, because we do still take on that liability and we do take on the responsibility, they have to be a client. So whether, you know, even if they're a 1099 where there's no tax liability, they still have to be a client in order for us to process and take over the 1099 portion. So
now, how do you do that where, 1099s are based on, of course, the general ledger accounts. And do you also do accounting for companies, or do they have to send you the particular vendors to do a 1099?
Sure. That's a really good question, Dave. Actually, ADP's general ledger interfaces with QuickBooks, which majority of business clients do use QuickBooks. You know, you'll see Peachtree once in a blue moon, but and some other reporting tools, but it does interface and integrate with QuickBooks. So CPAs, clients, business clients, they really like the fact that the payroll can integrate with QuickBooks both on a company level as well as an employee level.
Well, that's awesome. I had no idea about that. And the same with Paychex?
Yes, Dave. Paychex, we also integrate. Our general ledger can basically integrate with Quicken, Peachtree, any other
that
accounting software as well.
That makes it that makes it really easy. So how do they do that? Do they you just tap into their system, or they have to send you a disk or online send you the data file for QuickBooks?
Pretty much when we bring on a client at ADP, we will have our data access department that will contact them while we're setting them up and find out exactly what version of QuickBooks they're using so that we can bridge that information in. So once, you know, the initial setup has been all put together and we find out all of that information as far as the data side, then every time payroll is processed, it's an instant automatic bridge and interfaces. So, you know, obviously, as you mentioned, it's a really great way for business owners to save on that time. They don't have to manually re-enter that information into QuickBooks, and it could really help save also as far as, you know, any human error if they're hand-punching in some information and they make a mistake. So
that is fabulous.
Yeah.
Wow. Mitch, you're going to have a lot of clients that are going to enjoy that, I bet.
It also helps the CPAs, especially those trying to go through that information. I find to be more of a chore. Nikki, when they're looking through the information, how do they determine whether a 1099 is going to be issued?
When the CPA is looking?
The CPA is going to look at, if they're going to give you the information, what information do they need to provide you in order to make sure that that report gets done?
Well, typically what we do with the 1099s is we definitely have to have them as a client, like on the East side with ADP, but then when we bring them on, we have them tell us, because we have a lot of clients that either do 1099 and salary or just 1099, they'll tell us, okay, so this payroll, I need 1099s cut, and then we'll handle it a little different all the way across the board.
So you have the capability
to
do that. So Mitch, you're probably talking about the type of information like Social Security numbers and, of course, a dollar amount, anything over 600.
Right.
And what's the update? Did they repeal? I'm going to ask Mitch a question. All right, Mitch, for 10 points. This is a game show. This is going to be great. Maybe we'll ask Kurt, too. Oh, Kurt's our producer. He may not know accounting. But when does a new law take effect with 1099s? And did they change that? I heard some rumors they were changing the massive compliance. Remember, you and I were at that seminar in October. And did they change that?
At this point, it hasn't been changed, so any 1099s issued for the 2011 tax year that are going to be issued in 2012, it's going to be anybody that's going to have over $600. I haven't seen anything repealing it, although I've heard a lot of talk about repealing it, because that means getting information from everybody as far as a W-9 is concerned. And that what that a W-9 does is it gives you the information, name, address, ID number, so that the 1099 can be issued.
Boy, what a massive compliance headache that is. Are you guys gearing up for that?
Oh, of course.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Well, that's a good answer. I would have expected no less than that. So, Mitch, let's get back to Tax Update. Remember Saturday Night Live where they had Weekend Update? Ever watch that? This is Tax Update with Mitchell Spina.
Does that mean we get to throw a pencil at
Yeah, that's
Mitch,
right? Wow. All right, get ready to duck. So what else have we got? We got, how about S-corporation wages? That's always an interesting topic. S-corp wages.
That I really wanted to kind of go over, because a lot of people believe that if they've got an S-corporation, because it's a flow-through, that they can just include the K-1 information on the tax return and they're done. But the IRS is very particular in this area. They want to make sure that they get their Social Security funds, and so they want a reasonable wage paid. Now, what's a reasonable wage? My favorite answer, it depends.
Yeah. See, spoken like a true CPA attorney, CPA. And now a politician. That's what politicians
But the fact is, on the 17th of December, the president did sign in new laws that did make some changes. And a couple of them had to do with payroll. And so it's kind of important. I'm assuming that everybody's up to date in the fact that the employer still has the obligation of 6.2% mm-hmm. for the employee's wages, but the employee only pays 4.2, and that's only for mm-hmm. 1 year.
And that's effective when?
Effective January 1st of this. Of
it's already effective, yeah. Mm-hmm. But businesses actually have until, I believe, it's the 16th to make those changes.
So you're saying that the employer share of Social Security is 6.2, like it always has been, but you're saying the employee share, what's going to be withheld, is
4.2%.
So they reduced it, and that's mm-hmm. effective in 2011.
Correct.
Wow, I bet a lot of people don't know that. Well, yeah. I bet you guys know that.
We know that.
Yeah, you know that.
And now everybody listening knows.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So it's a little bit of a tax break for the employees,
right.
Which I guess it's a little stimulus package. It's not like billions that the banks got, but it's still something.
It's part of the package that was set up because, I believe, the Republicans had such a majority going into the new session, and so they extended the tax cutbacks that were done by President Bush about 10 years ago. And that allows, so a lot of the rates the lower rates were extended. So a lot of the planning that was potentially out there has been avoided for a good, absolutely good thing for everybody as far as that's concerned, at least for 2 years.
That is good. So that's a two-year situation, the 4.2 to employees. Or did you say?
No, it's a 1 year.
Just 1 year.
No, that part is 1 year.
Okay, but the tax cuts, the compromise they were doing. Mm-hmm. That's good. So that's good for high-income taxpayers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is very good. So anyway, so what else? You know, the S-Corp is a big controversy, though, because I'm very conservative on that as a CPA. And if I, you know, if it's a sole shareholder CPA, I mean, a sole shareholder that has an S-Corp, and they're doing all the work, I know there's a lot of CPAs out there that will take the position that some of it can be dividends, treated as dividends, and I'm very conservative about that because I know it'd be a tough one to win. But that's a different topic because Mitch is giving me like, shut up already. Okay, let's go back to payroll.
No, it's a very interesting topic, but we could actually spend the rest of the hour working on that on its own.
But what I really want to do is focus
on the payroll and the fact my interest right now is to find out from both these young ladies whether or not anything can be done at this point for 2010 if anybody has not finished it, their books or needs to do something for 2010. Is there a way of you guys helping them out to get the reports and everything else completed?
But before you answer that, we're about to take our first break, and this is Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, The Bottom Line, Mitchell Spain, and we have in-studio guest Anais. Did I say that right? Anais.
It's Anais.
Anais. Oh, yes. I was close, right?
You were close.
Anais. And, of course, Nikki. Nikki's from Paychex. Anais from ADP, and we'll be right back.
What if your house is on fire, you call 911? The firemen don't know what to do, the truck's got a flat tire, the water hose has a leak, they can't decide what to wear, and everybody wants to drive the truck. This never happens because they have a process, they follow it, they're on the same page. I'll help you put your fires out with a business process. I'm Barbara Haggerty, helping you mind your own business. 602-750-4518. Increase the bottom line now. Even a two-person business needs a process, and I specialize in small business. 602-750-4518.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Is it important for you to develop a financial plan without the potential conflict associated with commission sales? As a fee-only financial planner, I am paid by you and only you, my client. I'm not compensated in any way by the recommendations I provide. Have you heard the phrase, people do not plan to fail, they fail to plan? My experience has shown that this is too often true when considering one's financial future. If you're ready to take action, call me, Bob Berger, Certified Financial Planner and Certified Divorce Financial Analyst, directly at 602-235-0336. We'll discuss your financial situation and review some small or perhaps large changes that will help you obtain the financial future you desire. Don't let the lack of a plan affect your family's financial future. Call me, Bob Berger, at 602-235-0336 for a free consultation. Again, Bob Berger, Certified Financial Planner, 602-235-0336.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is The Bottom Line. I love the title of the show, Mitchell. I never call you Mitchell.
You have now.
Yeah, what's up? The Bottom Line is, of course, all about how to enhance your profits, and a lot of people ignore that. You know, it's really sad that they don't have the tools, the skills, the beliefs, the mindset, the knowledge, and that's why we're here, and that's why Mitchell Spean is here. Because he is a wonderful CPA. I've known you 20 years.
And I guess I've known you about the same amount of time.
No, you've known me 22 years. It's really 22 and I'm 20. Okay. Anyway, so we have two young lovely ladies in studio. Let me see if I can get your name right in this corner from ADP is Anais.
You got it. Woo! Shout out to Dave.
That was good. And Nikki Horsch. From Paychex.
Yes.
This is good. These are great companies, by the way. And I really encourage people, especially with the compliance requirements, to call one or both of these young ladies to get help. And in fact, right now, why don't you give out some contact information, and we'll get back right back into some updates.
Sure. Well, I guess I'll start with myself.
Anna Ease.
Yes, Anna Ease.
I love saying that now. I'll be dreaming about that name.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Just kidding.
My contact information over at ADP, and again, it's Anais Scalia, is 602-751-0228. And as Dave and Mitch have mentioned, now is definitely the best time to evaluate. Businesses are looking, you know, every single day to evaluate, and ADP definitely has the technology to make a switch any time of the year. But beginning of the year, it's when we have our best promotions. It's the easiest to make that switch. You don't start off with any previous year-to-date balances. So give me a call, and I can guarantee you I can help you out.
And her name is Anna Ease. How am I doing?
Very good.
Okay, and then in this corner we have Nikki from Paychex. What's some of your contact information?
My contact information, Dave, the best way to reach me is at 480-390-3957.
Excellent. And, of course, probably the same concept where this is a great time to make a switch. That'd be funny if you both switch clients. That would be weird, wouldn't it, Mitchell? Yeah, that would be really funny. But I would suggest new clients. So the phone numbers for Anna, 602-751-0228.
Correct.
And Nikki is 480-390-3957.
Correct.
Wow, I have a good memory. Okay, so let's get back to weekend update with Mitchell Spain.
No, we were in the middle of a question, if you recall.
That's right. Is there anything? Go ahead. Do you want to ask it?
Just I want to know what services are still available if somebody needs help with 2010.
If any. Who wants to go first on that?
I'll go first. This is Nikki with Paychex.
Yes, it is.
At this point, if there's a client that needs payroll for 2010, unfortunately, we can't do anything to help them. We've already closed our books. However, like Anais mentioned, it is a great time, the perfect time to come on board now because it's a clean transition, a clean start. So if anyone doesn't want this to happen next year where they run into being kind of procrastinators,
yep,
then we could absolutely bring them on board and get them going on payroll. It's really important too right now with the 2% reduction that we talked about in Social Security to bring people on because they don't. A lot of systems aren't set up for that already, and Paychex is set up to make sure they get that reduction in their payroll.
That is awesome. And Anais.
Yes, same thing. Because of the liability factor, obviously, you know, if it's an existing client and they need their books held open for bonuses or payroll and so on and so forth, ADP can definitely help them out, you know, hold the books open. But if it's a new client, we can't go in the past because of the liability factor. Yeah. But again, you know, as Nikki mentioned, with the 2% reduction on the employee side, you know, there are so many ever-changing laws that, as you mentioned before, Dave, a lot of businesses probably don't know this. And I can guarantee you that Nikki and I probably meet with businesses every day, and they don't know this because there's no way with everything that they have going on that they can stay up to date with all the ever-changing laws, especially with even people that are processing payroll in-house, if they're using even a QuickBooks or, you know, some kind of platform, they don't update their systems until months and months after. So, you know, then they're not ultimately in compliance, which is a huge reason to use ADP and payroll services.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. There's so much compliance. And Mitch, doesn't it seem like it's getting a lot more in terms of compliance as time goes on?
I keep telling people when they look at the IRS code that it's the accountant's guide to full employment.
Yeah.
That's because it's constantly changing, and it goes with it goes without saying that the payroll is the same thing. There's constant changes. You can't rely on necessarily the books that, you know, for what they call the circular E that gives you the withholding tables, because those are going to be changing. And anything that happens during the year, it's just much easier to use a service. And I would recommend either one of these ladies to anybody. And I know from my practice, I don't do payroll tax returns. It's just there's too much time, and it just isn't worth it. And that's why these ladies are out there.
I think that's excellent. And that's why there is a service, ADP mm-hmm. and paychecks. Now, how determining proper withholding is important. So, Mitch, a lot of people ask, how many exemptions should they use? And what do you tell them?
My favorite answer. It depends. We have to, you really have to look at not only at the size of the paycheck, the size of the family, the what kind of deductions they have, but you also have to look at other income that's involved, because some of them are going to make estimated payments and others are going to change their withholding. Now, I generally recommend the withholding route because the IRS assumes that that's going to be done evenly throughout the year, and it avoids some of the penalties that are involved with potential underpayment of taxes. And obviously, that's what we're looking at doing in any way, shape, or form, is trying to avoid those penalties. So although the estimates are a good way of doing things, it's important to look at things on a regular basis, be it quarterly, every 6 months, or annually, to see what we can do to avoid those penalties.
And that's important. And to be able to understand the how to be penalty proof too. A lot of people don't realize some of the rules on that, you know, which is very important. And it does enter into the planning of how much withholding, especially on bonuses. Or now, I suspect the payroll services can the CPA or the client tell you how much to withhold, or is it automatic? Like, what is it, 20%? Do they still have that rule?
You can do. I mean, I work with a little over 100 CPA firms, and I'll have a ton of CPAs, especially if it's a, you know, as we mentioned, an S corp, or really just anyone in general, if they don't want to go by the exact Arizona withholdings that are given, if they want to, you know, give us just a dollar amount for payroll and then this much is held for federal and state and all of that, that happens all the time. So it just depends, I guess, on the situation and the business client.
Wow, and we're now at our second break already. Is this rolling? It's already a half hour. Can you believe it?
We're just having a blast.
You guys are doing great. And you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is The Bottom Line with Mitchell Spean. And in studio guests, we have Anna Ease from ADP and Nikki Horsch from Paychecks. And we'll be right back.
KXXT, Arizona's station.
Are you earning 8% on your money? Hi, I'm Dan Cochimilio. I can guarantee 8% annual growth for future income. That's right, 8% guaranteed annual growth for future income that you can never outlive. It's your money, money that God has put you in charge of managing. Are you a good steward of your money? How do you know if you are? Do you know if your money is 100% safe from market losses? Is your estate planning as good as it could be? Are you trusting the answers to money questions to a person who doesn't share a Christ-centered worldview? I believe there are people out there who don't care about you as much as they care about getting your money. I don't operate that way. I offer free consultation and will help you with estate planning and show you how to double or even triple your money for retirement. My purpose is to help you secure your money. It's that simple. So call me, Dan Cochimilio, at 623-825-3900. That number again is 623-825-3900. That's 623-825-3900.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and I'm excited about my new home right here at 1010 KXXT, Saturdays from 7 a.m. as we talk about finance, politics, and the culture. Caution, we don't sit around the campfire singing Kumbaya. So catch me every Saturday at 7 a.m. on AM 1010 KXXT.
Tired of getting misinformation? Hi, I'm Carlos Galindo, the host of Straight Talk. Join me Saturday mornings and get real information. Solid information. Information you can use. Politics the way it was meant to be. Right here on KXXT, 1010 AM, Saturday mornings at 9 AM.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is The Bottom Line with Mitch Spien, a great CPA, and I can't believe I've known you 20 years.
And Dave Isaac, another great CPA.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. I was just fishing for a compliment. That was, and we're both former auditors. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, we've kind of followed a very similar path.
That's, I know. We have. And we both know your parents.
Yeah, I've known them all my life.
I haven't. But I've known them all your life. No, not really. I'm not. Well, I'm older than you. Okay. We won't talk about age. But anyway, so we want to also talk about some of the services, benefits to employers for from ADP as well as paycheck. So Anna.
Yes.
I love saying that. Anna. do you want to start with what are some of the benefits having a payroll service to employers?
Sure. Well, obviously, the very clear thing is that liability portion. So ADP came out with this state-of-the-art technology payroll platform called Run. And it's extremely efficient and streamlined. There's absolutely nothing out there that remotely even compares to it. It actually was just recently ranked number one in Forbes magazine. But the nice thing is that it allows our business clients at ADP to have full control, so to process over the internet at their convenience whenever they want, but have ADP be the backbone, have ADP work for them, take on that liability so they can obviously focus on what's most important, and that's the business growth. Some advantages other than that are obviously having a company like ADP, who is the nation's largest payroll provider, been around for 60 years now, take on that also that employee and human resource side of things, making sure that we keep our clients at ADP up to date with ever-changing laws, making sure that they are protected from and shielded from IRS audits and penalties and those sorts of things.
So you do HR type services too?
Yeah, ADP, the nice thing about ADP is we've been around for so long, Dave, that we can offer, you know, for one man, S-Corp, your traditional payroll and tax filing, and we have a bundled service. It's fixed pricing. There's no a la carte nickel and diming, but we can grow with the business. We can have, you know, a one-man show. We can have a business that has thousands and thousands of employees, and we can offer everything from your traditional payroll and tax filing to workers' comp, retirement services, time and attendance, where it integrates fully with payroll, saving, you know, up to 60% on processing payroll time. And one of the biggest things is we actually also have a PEO. We carry the largest PEO in the nation. It's called Total Source.
And PEO, just so people know, is
Professional Employment Organization. Sorry, I'm already throwing out the lingos over at ADP. And
it means that they're leased employees, and
correct.
That means that there's a dual employer relationship.
So. Exactly. So we would bring them on under our identification number, but the wonderful thing about that is that we provide small and large businesses to take advantage of our group of benefits and our buying power with workers' comp and being able to stabilize their benefits year after year instead of getting those huge benefit increases. So we can really provide everything from your basic payroll all the way up to the benefit side of things.
Whose telephone was on?
That was yours. Oh,
it was
you're mine. In trouble.
I remember a story once. This minister, he's doing a wedding, and he always very tough about make sure your cell phones are off. And in the middle of the wedding, his cell phone went on. It was very embarrassing. They had to redo it.
Oh.
They had to do a redo.
The middle of the wedding?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, because they were filming it. You know, it's a production anyway.
Take
these
two.
Weddings.
Yeah,
take two.
I am not redoing all of that. No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
I'd like to hear that word for word, please.
Yeah, that's right. So leased employees, is that getting gaining more and more popularity? It's always been pretty popular, but do you see it really moving?
Yeah,
more
you know,
that
especially
way?
With you know, the healthcare reform, so many things changing, people not really, you know, knowing what's going to happen. I'm seeing more small businesses taking advantage, at least at ADP, because we can provide that option to small businesses. And the reason why is because, again, you know, you'll have business owners that might use ADP for payroll,
and then they use a broker for benefits and then someone else for their 401k and so on and so forth. Well, ADP being who we are and our huge buying power, now we can provide even small business owners with that buying power to really take advantage of group benefits over, you know, we have hundreds of thousands of clients under our umbrella. So, you know, using a broker as much as, you know, it could be beneficial at times, what tends to happen and what I see over, you know, the years I've been working for ADP is a business owner will go with a broker, they'll get those honeymoon rates for the first year, and all of a second, you know, the second year, they get 10, 20, 30, 40 percent increases, and it's not stabilized. So they either have to cut back those benefits, where obviously employees aren't happy, or they just you know, have to pay a lot of money. And right now with the economy, it's not really a time where business owners want to pay 40% increases on benefits year after year.
So it's very, very beneficial, no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that. And how about with paychecks, Nikki? What are some of the benefits? I suspect they're similar.
Yeah, Dave, I'm not really sure this going after Anais is fair. absolutely. Like Anais mentioned, some of the benefits would be just the liability portion. Paychecks is also a national company. We're bonded and insured, so we assume 100% liability with any clients that come on board. It's also going to give the client coming on board peace of mind. They can run their business, make their money that way, while we pick up and make sure that they're staying in compliance with everything, especially all the new laws that tend to come out every single year. Paychecks also offers a full suite of services, everything from your basic payroll to health insurance, workers' comp, PEO, employee leasing, time and attendance. Again, full suite of services. And been around almost 40 years now. We specialize in small to medium business, pretty much the service model when Paychex started up. So, you know, definitely, especially for small businesses where they're coming in and they might not know everything they need, the Fed ID and a state unemployment number, all that. We actually help them get started in their new business that way as well. So there's many benefits to it.
You know, I had a thought, Mitch, and I don't know if it's a good thought, but I'm going to throw it out on the air. You know, it reminds me, in a way, you have a debate, right, you know, with the politicians, and they usually don't say anything nice about each other. Now, these two really seem to like each other.
They've known each other for a while. So
yeah.
We're friends. We've known each other for a while, so it's kind of a fluke.
So here's what I'll do, just to show goodwill, is Nikki, you say something really good about ADP, and Anna S. say something really good about Paycheck.
Okay. Yeah. Well...
all right, let's move on.
I'm thinking how to word it since you put me on the spot. I know Anna East loves ADP and loves working for him. She's been there for a while, so she always has given me great feedback about him, and I trust what she says, so I believe that they're a great company.
Nicely said. Okay, Anna.
In other words, Anna East is one of their best assets.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Anna East.
Thanks, Mitch. That's just because I'm your rep.
So that what helps. Would you say about Miss Nikki
you know what,
and her company,
Paychex? Nikki is, I've known Nikki for a little while, and she's always done a great job at what she does. And, you know, we come across each other in the field sometimes, and we work with some of the same CPAs, and I always hear great things about her. So I know she's a hard worker.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is nice, isn't it, Mitch? It's refreshing.
Absolutely.
So you guys have known each other 20 years?
Yeah.
And you're both CPAs?
That's weird, I know.
Why don't you guys tell us something nice about each other?
Okay. Mitch is, actually, I'll say this from bottom of my heart and every fiber of my being. I think Mitch is one of the best CPAs I've ever known. And what I like about Mitch is his, number one, is honesty and integrity. The guy is, he does things right. He does things that will help clients sleep at night, because there's... you know, sadly, there's preparers out there, there's accountants, CPAs that, you know, you and I, when we were auditors, we thought maybe a little shady, but Mitch is very, very ethical, and that's the word, and he's brilliant.
And as far as Dave is concerned?
Is this the dating show?
Yeah. Oh, that's just great. Hey,
like we've said, I've known Dave for an awful long time, and he's been there for me, and I've seen some of the things that he does, and he's just amazing with the way he develops businesses and makes sure that the clients are taken care of.
Wow, that was nice. Wow, thank you, Nikki, for suggesting that. Let's do that again.
Everyone's going to have a great day now.
Yeah, that was good. So, okay, so that was benefits to employers. Now, I suspect both of you have cafeteria plans you offer. Tell us a little bit about that. Who wants to go? Anna.
Alrighty. We obviously do have cafeteria plans, which it's a huge perk because it allows for pre-tax medical and dental deductions. So it's an extremely cost-effective way for employers and the employee to take advantage of those the tax breaks. So, and obviously ADP does administer and provide that service.
And
is that just through the PEO?
Nope, it's not. Yeah, so it's...
That's a great question.
That is a good question, Mitch.
Wow, Mitch, I told you. He's brilliant.
Yeah, it's for, you know, our regular payroll, small, medium, large, total source, everything.
And paychecks, I think they do the same thing.
Yeah, paychecks is the same.
Mm-hmm. Which is
pre-tax.
Excellent.
Yep.
You know, what's interesting is you said ADP 60 years old and paychecks 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice length of time to be in business.
When you get companies that have been around that long, they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. And no doubt about it, yeah.
And that's what makes it so nice to be able to work with them, because you know they're going to be around. You know they're going to handle things right. And it just makes sure, and with these two at the helm making sure that you get the information you need, it works out really well. One of the things that I've come across is with construction contractors, they need special reports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know that for the most part, you can download most of the reports. So what kind of reports are out there that are going to help the employer understand what they're paying as far as payroll?
Sure. Well, obviously at ADP, we have your traditional reports, your payroll summaries, your payroll detailed information. But we also do some customized reporting depending on the industry. One, we can create some reports just depending. I mean, I've got clients sometimes that ask, hey, I need a report that can give me this information, and we can customize it. But for those industry-specific, let's say restaurants, we've got your FICA tip credit report, your FICA allocation report, which obviously not every payroll provider provides that, where the business owner has to spend, you know, so many hours, especially with a restaurant. A lot of times they're a weekly frequency, you know, every week putting that together. Well, ADP administers that and takes care of that for you. Mitch, you mentioned construction. You know, you've got your job costing. You have your job specific payroll reports, and ADP will do that for the business, so that if they need to see exactly how much income, the breakdown of hours are broken down by job, we can, of course, assist them with that. So,
wow, that's a full service.
It is a full service at ADP.
That's impressive. Wow, and you see how she got the name in ADP.
Of course.
Paychecks, probably similar, right?
Paychecks is, yes, it's quite a bit the same. We can also customize reports. We have our standard payroll journals, department summaries that can break things down by department, month to date, year to date. And then we also have reports as well for like workers' comp and the FICA tip credit, as Anna East mentioned, because restaurants have no idea how to do the credit, so we can usually figure that for them and give them the report on that as well.
Man, that is so important, because most clients, well, let's put it this way. You both mentioned, you said business growth, and I think you said to, you know, something like increase your business, and so you're very, both of you, business-oriented in terms of one of the benefits to use a payroll service, because people should be, a client should be working on their business, or is it
not
in their business? Yeah, not
in
their business.
Not in their business.
That's Mitch's favorite saying. And that's very important, because if you get bogged down with accounting or payroll, how can they have their businesses flourish?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that doesn't make sense, right, Mitch?
Absolutely.
And that's critical to do. And when we come back from our break, we're going to continue our discussion with two lovely ladies in studio, one from ADP, and that's Anna East. How did I do? Okay.
Perfect.
And Nikki Horsch, Paychecks, and of course, The Bottom Line, starring Mitchell Spean, and we'll be right back.
Howdy, folks. This is Bob Lee with Savings Society. What if there's a way you could buy a gas card or a grocery gift card for $25 and get a second $25 card for free? Yes, folks, free. Would that interest you? Give us a call here at Savings Society, 623-242-5151. Again, 623-242-5151.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is The Bottom Line with Mitchell Spean. And, of course, that is so important, the bottom line. Mitch, people just don't pay attention to the bottom line. They think more gross sales does everything, but cost structure, proper cost structure, total quality management, effective systems, that all contributes to the bottom line.
Oh, absolutely. There are people that you bring in that, like a controller, that most companies consider them a cost. Now, if somebody can come in, and even if it costs them $50,000 a year, but if they can save you $1 million, then it really isn't a cost center. And so you've got to educate the employer and the owners to understand that you've got to look at both the cost and revenues to see that the bottom line is getting better.
No doubt. And I always tell people, look at value first rather than cost first, because most people, and this is a tip for the two young ladies here, when you're in the field and proposing to certain new potential clients, is if the people go to cost first, they're going to negotiate against themselves and they're going to compare it to something that may not make sense. But if you look at the value first, the second question, rather than I can't afford it, is how can I afford it? Mm-hmm. Much different language pattern. That's a little bit of neurolinguistic programming. That's a different day. Let's get right back and ready to rumble. Benefits to employees. Nikki, you're on the air live.
Yeah, okay. I got to start.
So what benefits are there from paychecks to employees? There's probably a bunch of them.
There's a bunch, Dave. Just to touch on a few, one of them for employees would be direct deposit. Mm. I know that way back in the day before I was ever on direct deposit, it's not too efficient to get that check, have to rush to the bank, wait in line, go through all of that. So that's kind of efficient on both sides, employer and employee, because they automatically, the money's always there when they expect it to be there. On the insurance side, as we kind of talked about, cafeteria plans. So we offer like your premium only plans where they're pre-taxed.
You're talking health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
What other kinds of insurance are available?
As far as
the benefits, you've got medical, dental.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry.
Life.
Yeah, so medical,
We have medical, dental. We have brokers that basically at paychecks. Like I work with partners, so if someone's interested in health insurance, whether it's group or individual, I put them in touch with our licensed brokers that work in-house, and then they help them with that. And then we also just one of the big things, excuse me, going back to the Social Security and stuff being reduced, that's also important because since it's helping the employees, if an employer wasn't on a payroll service, they might not be aware of that.
That's a good point. Yeah.
It's definitely saving, you know, the employee, things like that, because we're there to educate them with the new laws as well.
Yeah, so accuracy would be and keep up to date would be important. So let's go to Anaïs.
Similar to what Nikki said, however, we don't have brokers. We actually have everything in-house. So the nice thing about that is that we do offer your medical, dental, vision, life, health, all of that, cafeteria plans. And again, it's all done in-house so that our clients at ADP can take advantage of our huge buying power and stabilize their increases year after year.
Say that, and I like that. You know, the buying power really does go a long way. I mean, there's strength in numbers, in other words.
Right, exactly.
Probably for both of you, I suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's excellent. So, Mitch, you know of any other benefits to employees that you'd like to share?
Well, I think that one of the things, and it really kind of goes back to employees and employers, I know that both these companies can help with the employee handbooks, which are so important. They're required to have them, you know, and generally I suggest that people sign off on them on a regular basis in case there's changes. But I know that these companies assist in putting those together, and because there are so many different industries, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. They'll get you to where you need to go. And so that's one of the things that I think is of benefit to everybody, because the employee is going to understand what the company's all about, what their job is all about, and understanding is so important. And for the employer, there's no misunderstandings. I expected this, and you did something else. If you've got it in writing and you've signed off on it, there can't be any miscommunication.
And that's very, very important. No question about it. Now, with the last part of the show, we probably have about seven. And let's talk about what I think is just critical, absolutely critical with any company. And it's usually it's lacking in America, let's put it this way, and that's customer service. Mm-hmm. However, both of your personalities shine. I mean, these are really good people, Mitch.
I have used them so many times. If I've had a problem that a client needs to get handled, I don't just call a line. I call Anaïs. I'll call Nikki. They'll get to the bottom of it for me, and I don't have to spend my time looking for these things. And you know what? It happens so much faster than if I tried to handle it on my own, because they know what's going on, and it just gets handled.
Well, I'm going to ask a surprise question, ladies and gentlemen. No, all these events, right? It's unscripted totally. But what makes a great customer service? What makes great customer service? And let's start with Nikki.
Of course, thanks, Dave.
You're quite welcome.
I'll kind of go two ways with that. As far as customer service is where paychecks is concerned, we actually pride ourselves on customer service. When I go out, I always go out in person, meet with a client. I help them with the entire onboarding process. And then they are brought on with what we call a new client specialist. That is like my new client specialist that I work with. He's been with paychecks for almost 10 years. He's job tested, so he's up on the latest laws and everything. He brings them on board. We'll do a free year-to-date audit for them. He walks them through the online portal that they can then go online, do all their online payroll. And he's always there for them as one point of contact. And they will always, the whole time they're with paychecks, have a payroll specialist, have one point of contact. So they're not just calling in a main number. And they will always have my contact information as well. On a personal level of customer service, I think it's just knowing that your customer is completely satisfied, that you are there for them if they do need something. I always give out my mobile information, my cell phone, you know, and
email and I go out and I try to definitely, if there's ever anything needed, work with it personally instead of passing the buck, so to speak, and making sure that it's resolved and helping the customer.
Nicely said, Anais.
I think the biggest thing with customer service, and I actually strive on providing not only the CPAs that I work with, but my clients excellent customer service. I think it all stems from communication. So making sure that both, you know, if the CPA, if they have a question or concern, making sure that you're really understanding what they're needing so that you can get back to them with whatever their needs are in an efficient, timely manner. As far as my clients go, when I sign up a new client, making sure that they are clear on the next steps. You know, already payroll can be a little overwhelming for clients. So making sure that they know that you're always there for them, making sure that they have your contact information. All of my clients, being that I have been with ADP for many years, every year since I've been there, I've been a President's Club Achiever. And this last year, I actually achieved ranking. It's called Pinnacle, which is actually the top 4% in the nation. And I think that is exactly, you know, it stems down to communication and making sure that at the end of the day, if you're researching something for a client, a CPA, whoever it may be, that you're making sure you're letting them know, hey, I'm looking into this and I want to let you know where we stand. So
that's a great accomplishment. So what
Thank
comes
you.
To mind, you're welcome. When I'm thinking, as I was listening, both of you possess these qualities, polite, courteous, and I bet great follow-up. Is that right, Mitch?
Absolutely.
Those are great, great customer service qualities. I mean, you don't find that hardly anywhere, do you?
I don't know. I've got the best as far as my reps
You're lucky
concerned.
Guy. We're going to rename you Charlie. You know what I mean? Charlie's Angels. Now he's really excited. Okay. So. No, I think that's really important because customer service is everything. I mean, you have to have the substance. You have to have the technical. Not the particular person, but the company has to have someone that's technically competent. But there's nothing like serving a client, being there for them. You both use those words. I'm proud of both of you.
Thanks.
And that, you know what? It's also what I call FaceTime. They're always there just coming by to say hi, to make sure that everything's okay. You know, you don't have to always be there just because there's a problem. They're there just because they want to make sure that you're taken care of. And they both do that.
You know, that's so important. And so you both allocate certain time to just do that, just to show up and say, hey, how's it going, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you must be really busy, both of you.
Yes,
just a little bit, especially this time of year, but yes.
Wow, and look, they're stars on the radio. Now tell us your experience with the last, we got 2 minutes left. In 30 seconds, okay, in 15 seconds, Anna.
Yes.
Anna Ease.
Yes.
How did you enjoy this experience being on the radio?
I enjoyed it very much. I'm very excited about working for ADP, and which is the reason why I've achieved so much in the few years that I've been there. But I believe in my product 100%, and I think that as long as you believe in what you're providing to businesses and helping them out, that you know, sky's is the limit.
And what's your contact information again?
It's Anais at ADP. It's 602-751-0228. Give me a call, and I will share with you how I can provide bundled services at fixed cost.
Excellent. And Nikki?
My experience with Paychex's been wonderful. I've been there about a year, and again, I totally believe in the product. I think every company should jump on it. It's a great resource for companies so they can grow their business. Paychex is an awesome company. They treat their employees wonderful, and it's been a great experience for me so far. And I thank you, Dave and Mitch, for having me on their radio. It's been quite an experience.
It has been. And what's your contact information?
My contact information is Nikki Horsch, and it's 480-390-3957.
Excellent. And I think next time we're going to say contestant number one and contestant number two and have a contest and have people call in and see which one will get the most votes. How about that? I love this. And you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, Mitchell Spean, The Bottom Line. Thank you again. We'll be on next month. Any particular topic? Do we know it?
We've got another guest coming in who is with an employment service.
Excellent. So that'll be great because these are much needed information And again, where do you get two CPAs in one room and not charging you? Oh, that's even better. And we'll be right back with the Green Roundtable.